He canceled the meeting after the terror group admitted to killing a U.S. soldier. No progress on reaching a national settlement over the opioid crisis. The OxyContin maker Purdue is expected to file for bankruptcy. Two lead negotiators said the family which owns Purdue rejected two settlement offers. And Dorian has made landfall in Nova Scotia, Canada. Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth.
The tropical storm warnings across Cape Cod and the islands, a storm pulling off towards the northeast, potentially making landfall as one of the strongest storms ever across areas of Newfoundland.
At least 40 people in the Bahamas are also reported dead. And the search for the final victim in that Labor Day California boat fire has been suspended. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20%, perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your co-host, Nathaniel Hicks. Terry had to take an important phone call, so he stepped out for a minute, but he'll be back in and rejoining us here soon. As always, we have the postman sitting over on mic 3 and Jason on mic 1. You know, that song from the band, The Wait, it was from the movie Easy Rider that I was talking about earlier, and I tell everybody, you know, you got to see the scene with Jack Nicholson talking about Area 51, talking about aliens, you know, and it's really reminiscent. He kind of alludes to, you know, if you look out there in the stars, it is very egocentrical for us to think that we're the only life forms. Even, I'm not even talking about intelligent life, just life forms in general in this vast universe that we have. Statistically speaking, it would be impossible for there not to be life somewhere else. Whether it be silicone based, whether it be carbon based, whether it be, you know, based off of other elements that we don't even know about. We think that the physics that we know every day is true in every dimension, every world, every universe, every paradigm there is out there, but that's not necessarily the case. We have Bo on line one. We're going to let him join us in the discussion. I asked him what he wanted to talk about, if there was something specific. He said everything. He wants to talk about everything. So, Bo, go ahead, sir. Did I do that wrong?
I think it is.
There he is.
Hello, my friend.
How are you?
Hey, good. Bo. How are y'all doing?
Hello.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to pick Postman's brain a little bit, and y'all can chime in there if y'all know a little bit of the questioning. One is Area 51, the crash. Is it possible that some of our technology had interfered with the vessel or with the craft and caused it to crash, like an EMP, some type of EMP device that was being generated from Area 51, or what?
Well, that one was, from what I heard and what I was told, that one was physically shot down, just like a whole lot of the other type and other types and different configurations that actually come here. And that was an actual smaller, a really small Scout class ship that was shot down. And they, as a matter of fact, they did it on purpose to actually try to back engineer it, and they did. They made an actual larger version of that took them to Mars in 1962, and believe it or not, they've been all over the solar system, and you know, people don't even know this, and all you got to do is look. There's more people than I know what's really going on.
I have to agree with you, because, and that's why there's so much secrecy. If you came to me and said we have just technologically skipped forward 20 years in travel, we're in outer space before the space race even began. Mm-hmm. Well, how did we do that? How in the world did we garner that kind of knowledge so quickly? And then that you know, nobody wants to tell the mass population that there are aliens and that they are visiting this planet because mass chaos would ensue. So you have to have a cover story. You have to slowly leak out the technology and the information.
But I didn't realize our technology was that advanced, where we could shoot down a craft. I thought their maneuverability and everything was so much better than our technology to be able to, our defense systems, you know, according to, you know, watching some of the videos and things that they have on TV now, where the retired Air Force people are coming out and saying that they've absolutely seen alien craft and all this kind of stuff. And the ones that they show, are the speed of them are so incredible that, I mean, I didn't realize we had technology that could shoot them down. Elaborate on that a little bit, Postman.
They probably didn't either.
That's 1947. Right. That's after World War II. So we're talking, we had technology back then to shoot fast moving targets.
Right.
It only, I find it hard to believe that inside the Earth's gravitational pull here in the atmosphere that they would be able to move as quickly as some people think they would. Some of those videos that I've seen, they look suspicious, but that the Air Force has released recently. But, Postman, you go ahead.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about Earth's atmosphere versus outer space, you know, where there's no air, It doesn't matter. The same thing applies, you know, because of what kind of propulsion system that the vessel has. Now, if you're talking about a rotating plasma generator, now a rotating plasma generator, the earlier ones, they consisted of liquid mercury inside of a rotating sphere, and it was. It was magnetized. When they energized that mercury, it would negate gravity. And after that, all you did is point it and click, and it would go anywhere, you know, you wanted it to go. And also, inside of the vessel, you create your own gravity there. And you know, people don't realize that, you know, once you're inside 0 point, you know you're That's the gravity, and it creates its own gravity inside the vessel, you know.
Wow. Well, what do you know about the alien bases in the ocean? Are you familiar with that?
Those are ancient, really ancient, and those were some of the first ones that were put on the planet.
I've seen on Ancient Aliens them discussing how a lot of the Incan culture, they talk about alien vessels coming out of their bodies of water, and that they believe that a lot of that has to do with not interterrestrial travel, but interdimensional travel, and that it was easier to appear inside of a lake or a large body of water so that they had cover before they could come up and explore.
Right. Now, that the culture that's under the ocean, or the race that's under the ocean, that goes way back, you know, before Earth was where it is now. And as a matter of fact, that was the root race that came from the old planet to this one. As a matter of fact, it was it was grafted and put here a long time ago. It was put inside of the ocean. And I'd said I was going to do an expose on that on this program. Because that being split four ways, and it came out of the ocean, and one part of it stayed, actually two parts of it stayed in the ocean, and one part today is mermaids, and people don't understand that they do exist. They're actually people with fishtails on them. They're just plain and simple.
Sounds crazy, but
yeah, it's the truth.
Well, and you know, if you think, like I was saying earlier, our reality, we think, is reality everywhere. So to think that there's an alien race that has a human top and a fish bottom sounds outlandish. But we have to realize that our reality is just the reality for planet Earth, that there are I mean, you can look at the solar system, you can look at Jupiter and the sheer gravity and the torrential storms that they're having, and that doesn't fit our vision of reality, but that's the reality on Jupiter.
There's actually beings living in those clouds that are over Jupiter.
Yeah, I've seen atmosphere. Jupiter Ascending. They talk about that in Jupiter Ascending. That's a good movie as well, if you minus the little romance part of it. But we're coming up against a break. Bo, do you want to stick with us, or...
No, that's good. You got it. You're rolling. Y'all keep rolling with it, brothers.
Hey, well, we always appreciate when you call in. You're a valued listener.
And appreciate it.
Yeah. Bo's a good guy. I remember it was, about 2 years ago when I first started doing the show with Terry, that 84 and I were here, and Bo was also. It was an Easter, and we were actually discussing, you know, all the different aspects of Easter and how it was manipulated out of, you know, Ishtar, right, and the pagan holidays. And mm-hmm. So it's always good to hear Bo come on the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Bo.
But Terry should be back very soon from his phone call. And we're going to head out to the first break of the hour. You're listening to Clearing the Air. I am the co-host, Nathaniel Hicks, so sitting here for Terry Adams, and feel free to call in. The phone number is 239... Wait, what is it? That's right, 272-9228. That's on your Montgomery dial, 334-272-9228. All right, and we'll be here until 10 o'clock. The cost of personality.
Job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%, plus get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520. or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from...
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your co-host, Nathaniel Hicks. I went downstairs and talked to Terry for a second. He's still on his phone call, but we'll be joining us shortly. We have, as always, the postman here with us. Welcome, postman.
It's good to be here.
That is good to be here. Yeah. Any day above ground is good. And Jason?
Yes.
Thank you for coming out.
Here I is.
Here, I love me some Gordon Lightfoot. Terry's back from his phone call, so that's perfect timing.
I do, too.
I was listening to the show on my phone app. What Bo was talking about, and Bill Cooper called it toppling. By accident, we found out that our newer radar systems out of World War II would mess up the guidance systems or whatever on the craft, and the saucers would topple. They would get out of control and crash. According to Bill Cooper, the second time this happened, when they went and looked at the saucer, it had human body parts in it.
They were harvesting.
Yes, which is scary. But anyway, that's what Bill Cooper said.
They got tired of turning cows inside out, so they decided to go for the humans.
You know, that if you ever looked into that, and I'm sure most of us sitting here, we all are very inquisitive, have looked into cattle mutilations. It's hard to understand how that could something like that could happen when they find a cow with all the blood drained out of it, but not a drop of blood anywhere around it. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Insanguination. When they remove all the blood from...
And they core out the...
That's right.
...anus and the eyes, all soft tissue stuff. It's weird.
I wonder if they're doing that because those parts of... It's like a delicacy on alien worlds. Like, hey, we have some Terran cow eyeballs.
Exactly. Exactly. You can have those broiled, you know?
Yeah.
Depends on how you want them.
But they've integrated now.
Excuse me?
They've integrated. They've integrated the human race. Some of them are walking around now in human form.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
So hybridization.
You're talking about... I thought you were talking about the cows.
I was like, I don't remember seeing any cows. But, you know,
I feel like...
Go ahead, Jason. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I kind of sometimes feel like I'm cattle.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. I have read where cow blood is as close to human blood, is closer to human blood than any other animals. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I can't back that up, but I've read that. So,
I think, and I did a little bit of a study on this. I was looking into, you know, the relationship between humans and apes and monkeys.
Sure.
And people, you know, they do that chart from a chimpanzee to a human and the different... And that's really not the way that it's broken down. What the hypothesis is that we came from some ape-like creature in the mm-hmm. past and that we branched off into a chimpanzee and a human. I don't necessarily agree with that, but... You know, they oversimplify it, uh-huh. and it makes it so unbelievable that we went from a chimp to a human, and I wonder why people still believe it.
There's a whole lot in between.
Yeah.
It's just stupidity.
Well, anything to eliminate God from the conversation will be done, and we know that because of who runs this joint. You know, it's like me. Do you think anybody at my shop would be talking up Honda? You know,
no.
When I don't sell Honda, my competitor does? Of course not. Satan's not about to talk up God. That's why they hide every time they find a skeleton of a 15-foot-tall giant. You're not going to hear anything about it. If you do, it's going to be on the alternative media. They're going to hide that because it proves what Moses told us in Genesis 6. They were giants in those days. And they don't want us to know. They want us to believe the Bible's just total BS. And it's not.
And they're back.
They are back. I don't know that they ever left, but they're back.
But the giants are back? Nice.
Yeah, the thing in Afghanistan's mind-blowing. Have you heard about the one in Afghanistan?
No, I have not.
The cave?
Please.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Elaborate.
The things that are in Afghanistan. And that Moab bomb that Trump exploded.
Moab. What are the chances?
That wasn't for the Taliban. It wasn't. It wasn't for them. It was what was in those caves underground.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, you want to tell him about the red-headed giant that speared a couple of Rangers with his spear.
Wow.
Yeah, you never heard that story?
I haven't.
Oh, well, anyway, the at the story went. It was 2005. There was a Marine patrol in Kandahar province in Afghanistan. They were in the hills, and some of the locals had been telling them about a story about a giant that lived in the hills. And of course, you know, you're military, you're invincible.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go find
it. As a matter of fact, you know, it probably said it as a joke, you know, because they didn't believe it anyway.
Exactly.
And until they were sent out to find a patrol that came up missing, they couldn't find it.
Yeah, they weren't responding to the radio or
right.
anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so they went in the area where the patrol was the other patrol, the one that came up missing.
Mm-hmm.
And and they hunted for the patrol, couldn't find them, you know, right away, until they came to a little outcropping that was that jutted out, you know, from a mountain, and they could see, they could stand back far enough and see that there was an opening in the there was a cave opening in there, but down below, as they approached the place where the little outcropping was, they could see army boots on the ground. They still had the feet on them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They could see radios, backpacks, all of them covered with blood, and pieces of uniform, rifles, you know.
You know, that's something that would hearken validity to Bigfoot, to the Hebrew myth of the golem that protects the Jewish people. So, I mean, that's
it's not that far out there.
No. And but like we were talking about at the last segment, you know, just because something sounds outlandish doesn't necessarily make it so. It's just our very narrow point of view doesn't mm-hmm. make us want to believe it.
You mean for the name for the Golan Heights or name for?
No, it's a golem, G-O-L-E-M.
Oh.
But
what do you think the name Golan?
I don't
Golan came from. Golan Heights.
I'm going to Google it.
It's not going to tell you the truth. But that's just me.
But these military men, or, you know, all of them, you know, they...
So I googled Golan Heights just now, and the next thing down from Golan Heights was Golan Hill Giant.
Okay,
so what are the chances.
Wow, look at that.
but they ran up on a giant in Afghanistan and outside of Kandahar province in the mountains, and when they came up on the outcropping, you know, he came out of the. Out of the cave, you know, growling like an animal, with a 16-foot pike in his hand, and had a 3-foot steel spear on the end of it. And according to their testimony, he was moving it. They had never seen anything that big move that fast. And it had a red hair, mm-hmm. and he stunk like, he said, he smelled like 1,000 skunks.
American Indians talk about that,
right? And he jumps down off the outcropping. I mean, which was about 15 feet, and he jumps down and spears the captain, you know, stuck the pike all the way through him and out of his backpack on his back, and he was running around with the captain on the pike. I mean, you're talking on a piece of wood that 3 inches in diameter, and he was holding it in one hand, and he had the captain on the end of it, wielding it, trying to spear another one.
Jesus.
So as the story went, you know, they were stunned, and then they started firing at it.
You know, if that had happened to anybody else other than the military or the government, that would have been more, I don't want to say televised, you know, more on Google or at least it would have gotten out, but, you know, because it happened on a military unit that they can bury it.
Yeah, it took a few hundred rounds to kill him, and they were shooting him in the face of 50 cals. That's what actually took him down.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah,
Yeah, if a regular bullet doesn't do it, that will do it.
He was tall as the top of a basketball goal.
Crazy. That's just crazy.
The backboard I'm talking about, not the rim. Right. The backboard. Wow. And weighed about right at 2,000 pounds.
The Eastern world, it is exploding.
I'm so glad I missed Vietnam. So happy that I missed Vietnam. I just barely missed it.
But not for
it was still ongoing when I was 15.
War, that gun
this is a great song. Even the Barry McGuire. Bodies floating.
But you tell me over and over and over.
Folks are listening to Clear in the Air. We got to hit a break, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. It's only going to be a 5-minute break, so y'all hang in there with us. We'll get into all kind of stuff. 272-9228. We'll be back.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fear?
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Hey, what's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you during football season? You're ready to go to the ball game. You got the car packed up. Everything's good to go. Everybody gets in. Aunt B, Opie, all of them, all your family get in. And what happens? There's a flat tire. Your tires look more like racing slicks than they do regular normal tires. They can take care of it at Woodman Son Southside Firestone. They've been taking care of my car now for 40 years. Not only the tires that are so incredibly important during football season, but anytime, but also an oil change. Let them check not only the oil, but also the transmission fluid, everything under the hood and all the way to the top of the car. Windshield wipers, very important. They have them at Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. It's football season. You can't go anywhere without having the car, truck, or van ready. So get it taken care of today. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Hey, Dad, which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what, I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20%, perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and up. Upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Steely Dan. Good stuff, man. Becker Fagan. Very good stuff. You know, when they were in college, their drummer was a guy named Chevy Chase. He sat in on a few sessions.
The Chevy Chase?
Yes. Yes. He sat in on a few sessions and drummed for them. Yeah. You know, and then he went on to write for Mad Magazine and do some other stuff before he started his own career. I was a fan of his until he became a typical Hollywood butthead, you know?
Yeah.
As they all
He's one of the few people that are not ever allowed to come back to Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Yeah.
They banned him, huh?
They have banned him.
What did he do so bad that
he just he's just so arrogant.
Yes,
and then he actually sexually harassed Rachel Dratch, I believe.
Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me at all. Well, guys, if you're my age, or if you're Jason's age or Postman's age, chances that we're going to have any Social Security left when we get old enough to get it is slim and none. Let me tell you why. Like the $1.7 trillion of our Social Security Trust Fund money, well, they've been spending it. Let me tell you some of the money they spent. $15 million for overseas dairy development, $3 million to teach golf to youngsters in Florida, $50 million to build an indoor rainforest in Iowa, and $200,000 to fund the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you so much for spending my future money like that. I really appreciate that, government.
But you voted them in.
No, I guess I did, didn't I?
We got Miss Connie on line one.
Oh, Miss Connie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around Miss Connie calling and telling us about drinking games on the Thursday show.
Yeah, right.
For the record, when I do it, I don't drink alcohol. I can't stand the smell. So I get apple cider or sparkling grape juice or something. But, you know, you can choose your drink.
Oh, sure.
You like that idea, huh?
Uh-huh. I believe that,
No, it's true. I don't like alcohol.
Well, we used to do it with the Love Boat. We called it the Chug Boat, and everybody had a character, and every time that character came on screen, you had to take a shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, we all had our own little games back then. But.
Well, I got a couple of things I'm calling about, but before I get into that, I got to tell you what my little grandson said.
Okay.
He's 6 years old. They live in Colorado Springs. And my daughter was still at work, and Papa was home with him. Uh-huh. And she said he loves to watch documentaries. And so he was watching some documentary, and Brandon wasn't really paying any attention. He was doing other things. So my daughter walks in, and he says, "Mama, we got to go to Area 51. He said, "There's some people going rush Area 51. We don't know what's going on there. They want to find out what's happening there."
So, how old is he?
6 years old.
Oh, wow.
She said, "She's going to have to start keeping closer tabs on what he's watching."
Yeah, take the remote away from that child.
Yeah, well, we got to go. We don't know what's going on there. We don't know what they're hiding.
I love it. A little curiosity. Gotta love that.
Oh, yeah. But the reason I was calling, a couple of things, of course, I know you know that now, that, you know, they've got us acclimated to, oh, there's a gazillion genders and all this stuff that years ago could not have been possibly thought of.
Right.
And so, and they just keep coming up with these wild things, and first they're just outrageous, and then gradually they make them normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, and anyway, so I know you've heard about the push now for cannibalism.
Yeah, I did.
And of course, right now, yes, it's absurd, but how many years is it going to take before they normalize it?
That's what, that's their MO. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to call it out is, China is, there's a whole lot of stuff been going on with China that I didn't realize, and how much they've taken over, which I knew they were taking a lot in Africa and in South America and here and Canada, but they're also going after the deep, deep ocean, the deepest part, that there's not really any exploration, and they're ahead of us in that.
Wow.
I don't really know why, but maybe for minerals or whatever they could find down there, and maybe to weaponize somehow. But you know, Trump, when this Dorian was, it just sat over the Bahamas, over that island, for like 2 days, right?
Right.
And he tweeted, "Dead center, Dorian." Well, that made no sense to me. I'm like, what's he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Just, well, okay, yes, dead center over the island. Well, turns out that there's a shipping company, the biggest one in Denmark is called Maersk, M-A-E-R-S-K.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Maersk is the biggest shipping container and company, and they partnered with China, and China's already down there. They have a port in the Bahamas, and these shipping containers and all, they've been human smuggling, drug smuggling, gun smuggling, all kinds of stuff like that going on. Plus, they're doing the deep sea, deep water thing down there.
Right.
And so, but this Merck, so does Trump, what does he know? Because that's what he was talking about.
Wow.
When he said dead center. And then it sat there, which hurricanes don't do.
Right.
So who has control of the weather? Do the good guys have the control and they were destroying that port?
No.
Or what?
I think the intel agencies do, and they are deep state, pure deep state. As a matter of fact, that's where the deep state got its power from, in my opinion. So I don't see how the good guys could be controlling it. I think it's the bad guys, unfortunately.
Well, why would they destroy the port that they... that the deep state controls? I mean, you know, it's all such a mystery. But this Merck, they posted on a tweet. They posted a tweet August the 12th of this year,
mm-hmm.
and they showed the most, just a gross, red, demonic, devil-looking face. And the tweet was a comment about a reptilian brain is holding us back. When new ideas or opportunities arise, it is an ongoing fight inside all of us.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Let me ask you all, everybody, and ask the audience too. Did they actually see that first interview with the Prime Minister of the Bahamas? Did anybody see it?
No,
I didn't. I don't know.
He was on the Today Show. These were his words. He said, "That's an enemy hat. The enemy has control of a weapon." Enemy has control of a weapon,
mm-hmm.
and it has destroyed the islands.
Well, think about this. You know, they're getting so close to this pedophile ring, this human trafficking. If there is an actual port in the Bahamas, if they're getting that close, yeah, why not destroy it? If you can park a hurricane over it and destroy it, go for it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Then,
yeah,
what if they're destroying the evidence?
Right. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the bad guys are just destroying the evidence because they know we're on their trail, you know? It's possible.
Well, I'm going to go and let some other folks call in, but Terry, it was my birthday this week. It's okay, but I still want my motorcycle ride.
Oh, you're going to get
Not until the weather gets cooler. I cannot go out in the heat.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. Later, maybe even October, but sometime we'll get together.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you, Miss Connie. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love that, Miss Connie. Whatever she wants, she gets on this program. Ah, yeah. Well, folks, you're listening to Clear and There. We're all over the place tonight. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building, the attic with no static, as they call it. Nate Hicks producing, giving us this brilliant, great music tonight. Of course, the Raspberries. These guys came up out of nowhere and just number one. Great band. Then they went away just as quickly. It's amazing. All right, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Like I said, 272-9228. No topics off the charts, whatever you want to talk about. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey Montgomery, local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Focus, focus, my focus. Good stuff. Good stuff, Nathaniel, sir. I found this story this morning. This is wild because, you know, I feed birds and I have little tree rats, otherwise known as squirrels, in my yard, too. Believe it or not, they've spent a lot of money, probably our money, but that's a whole other story, on studying squirrels. And squirrels actually listen to the birds. And when the birds squawk out warnings, the squirrels know something's going on and they split. It's amazing, isn't it? They know what they're talking about. There's so much we don't know. We know now that trees communicate. Trees help other trees by rerouting nutrients from the root systems. It's incredible what Mother Nature, what God has set up on this planet. We're living in a veritable paradise that's actively being destroyed, and it makes me sick. I know for a fact by looking at things in my microscope that the insects are all dying. They're being killed by the same stuff that we Morgellons victims are suffering from, the same little fibers, the same little colored quantum dots. All the nanotechnology is killing the insects. Now, we could be covered in nano stuff, and it takes a while for it to affect us, but when you look at an insect that's a hundredth our size, nano's not quite as small to him as it is to us. I looked at a bug today that had fibers coming out of him, and he was covered in quantum dots. It's affecting everything. They're killing everything on the planet, or they're affecting it. And it ain't good, folks. It's not good at all. The only way to stop it is for enough people to get aware of it, and we stop it ourselves. But nobody wants to get involved. Nobody seems to care. It's unreal to me. I don't understand. I don't know what I'm missing here, but just, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Anyway, that being what it is, I got a lot of need to know. Let me get to some of the better stuff, and then we'll pick it up after that. More than 60% of young Americans from aged 18 to 24 view socialism favorably. Socialism and communism are responsible for scarcity, starvation, brutality, and the murder of tens of millions of people over the past century. Heartland Institute editorial director Justin Haskins says that college students increasingly embrace socialism because they don't have a clue what it is. They are reacting to the corruption of the current socialist system, which they've been told is crony capitalism. Imagine that, folks. In my opinion, the problem starts with, in many cases, with a godless home. Then it moves to a godless education system, K-12 through college, where the young minds of mush are programmed by socialist, godless professors. To be honest with you, if I was a millennial, I would be mad as hell at the generation that I am in, my generation, the 55, 60-year-olds, because it was under our watch that America was taken over from the inside out. It was under our watch that we allowed the government of these United States of America murder a sitting president in a coup d'etat, change the course of this nation to one of a godless New World Order facilitating hammer of the whole earth. But it would take months and months of shows to explain how all that came to be. But it's our fault. It was under our watch that this happened, folks. I hope you get that. I really do. Another story, the Pope, the false prophet, in my opinion, has called upon the world to give up fossil fuels, claiming that the climate is in a state of emergency and that this has been caused by us, human activity. Then, of course, he got on his papal jet and he flew to Africa. Interestingly enough, and not surprising to me, the Vatican claims that it has no private plane for the Pope, that he travels commercially. However, if you go to YouTube, there are hundreds of videos from individuals who have traveled on the papal jet and recorded their experience. So it would appear, imagine this, that the Vatican's not telling us the truth. What are the chances of that?
Liars.
They are liars. And in a related story, Prince Harry and Princess Meghan, or whatever you want to call her, have been criticized for their use of private jets while lecturing us peons, on the urgency of reducing our carbon footprint. Well, an analysis found that the Duke of Sussex has regularly favored private planes and has used private jets 6 out of 10 flights since marrying Meghan, despite his claim that he flies commercially 99% of the time. So, much like the papal prince of perdition, the so-called royal family doesn't have the truth in them either. I got to tell you, the hypocrisy of this climate change bunch is staggering, folks. It's unbelievable. Don't believe any of it. It's all total BS. One thing that is true is something is going to happen in 10 years. You know, AOC said 12, and now Pocahontas is saying 10 years. Wednesday night, she said 10 years. If we don't do something about it, it's 10 years.
How long has AOC been in? Is it a couple of years? It's been a couple
Not even, just a year.
Yeah, it's been like, just happened. A year, midterm year election.
2018.
Okay, so,
She's pushing the UN's
it's all talking
agenda
points.
2030. That's
talking
what she's
points.
Pushing.
And socialism.
Yeah, it is. It's all from the UN. What was your point about AOC?
Well, the timeline Elizabeth Warren gave is about right. It's about right.
I always thought 2025, because that just keeps coming
it's,
up.
It's actually going to happen. It's going to happen before that, but they're actually event.
Well, you realize that's only 5 years away. What? 2025.
Right.
Okay.
What they're going to do is what she's talking about. You know, install a new world order.
Is that what she's talking about?
Yeah,
the total control
about.
System.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah, that control system.
What boggles my mind is the
the party that decries, evolution, that the world is millions of years old, that the Bible is not true, that we've gone through several ice ages before man even became a major part of society.
Uh-huh. Before we could even have a chance to destroy the planet.
Right. That our fossil fuels are destroying the earth. And that oil spills are killing wildlife. They still won't talk about the oil spill that they had in the Gulf that just disappeared. Oh, because the ocean will absorb it back in.
Uh-huh.
The ocean knows how to clean itself. It's a self-cleaning I don't know. I have a hard time seeing this. The Democratic Party argue over things that directly contradict another pillar that they uphold.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
I fail to believe that fossil fuels are actually derived from fossils.
Same here.
I mean, going back to old tales of dinosaurs being trapped in tar pits, apparently tar and petroleum or whatnot
was here before. Right.
And it was more on the surface, and over the years has settled underground. But
None of it makes sense to me.
It doesn't.
Well, a scientist from the University of Bristol examined the case of a young patient who was an extremely picky eater and showed symptoms of poor health at age 14, which led to hearing loss and blindness at age 17. The youth told the doctors he had only eaten fries, Pringles potato chips, white bread, slices of processed ham and sausage since elementary school. And he avoided foods with particular textures. Now, doctors identified B12 deficiency, low copper and selenium levels, a high zinc level, reduced vitamin D, anemia, and low bone density. Now, researchers say the poor diet and reduced intake of minerals caused vision loss in this case and warned that nutritional optic neuropathy could become more common due to the rising consumption of junk food. Now, I've heard of blind taste tests, but this takes it a little bit too far. But in all seriousness, when a handful of companies own everything we put in our mouths, exactly how hard would it be to add an ingredient or two that, in conjunction with other nefarious components, does irreparable harm to our bodies?
They already have.
How do we ever know?
They already have.
Exactly. That's what
it's called. High fructose corn syrup.
And
is the most addictive substance on the planet. It's
absolutely
more addictive than crack cocaine.
Yep.
It's delicious.
Yep.
But it's delicious, right? I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, I am too.
But it comes with all the foods that are not nutritious for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you have discussed also, it's a byproduct of all these GMOs.
Yep.
And in the Bible, we see that in the end days that we will not be able to work in one day enough to pay for the food. For that one day. Because mm-hmm. the foods will be worthless.
Yep. Scarce.
The company is called Archer Daniels Midland Company. Their logo, their saying is supermarket to the world. They're one of the biggest purveyors of that.
Of high fructose corn syrup?
Yeah, what's made out of.
Well, my brother-in-law, I probably shouldn't say that, but he's the one that told me about New Coke. He goes, you know why they got rid of Coke, brought New Coke? I said, I have no idea. He said, of course everybody knew that it wasn't going to work and they would have to go back to original Coke. Well, the original Coke wasn't the original Coke. They replaced, they put high fructose corn syrup in the New Coke.
And if you don't believe what Terry's saying, go out and buy original sugar Coke. Buy the Coke that has sugar in it and that is the original recipe, and you won't drink it. You'll turn your nose up to it because it's not the same.
It's sweetened with cane syrup.
Yeah. Right.